Good afternoon and welcome to the Live Music Showcase. I'm Mark Perfetti. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm joined in the studio by Randy Wind, and we are asking for your support for the Live Music Showcase today on WMNF Tampa.
Hey, Mark, it's great to be here, and I want to chime in and say that this is one of the real important shows on WMNF in terms of being community radio. When we invite bands from the community or bands coming through town to play at WMNF, it's really it really is what community radio is all about. It allows artists to talk their talk and walk their walk, and it now allows us to talk our talk and walk our walk as community radio. We just heard Elin Jewell from a live music showcase session from probably about 2008. Yeah. I remember that clearly, that day when her band came into the studio, and we didn't know much about her. I think she was opening for Chuck Prophet at Skipper's that night. Yeah. And she was a new artist for us, and wow, we just said, that's great. She had a big, big interested audience by the time that our show was over. Now, it's so important that you support this show. We've been in pandemic mode with Live Music Showcase since March, and we have not been able to present the live shows because the station has a rule about too many people in the station. We're trying to keep it 10 people or less, and the crew that is involved with the Live Music Showcase would automatically kick it right up and over. So we've been playing great shows from the archives, and it's wonderful to have that opportunity. You know, a show played once and then it's gone, but now we get a chance to hear it one more time. Yeah. And so if you have been enjoying the archive shows, if you love the concept of the Live Music Showcase, we need to hear from, I think the goal is $1,000, so we need to hear from about 10 people at 813-238-8001, averaging about $100 a pledge. If you can't do $100, that's fine. Let's get our first call. Mark, I think there's a bunch of people out there ready to call us. Maybe we'll even get a challenge. If somebody could do $500 or $1,000, we'll create a challenge.
I think there's a lot of people out there. Call right now, 813-238-8001, or go to WMNF.org and hit the tip jar for the live music showcase.
If this show is important to you, if you look forward to hearing the live music showcase each week, if you love the concept of live music on the radio, that has pretty much gone away. It was a big deal back in the 30s and 40s.
Well, that's the only way they could do it.
And then the records came, and the records came along, but it lost something too, because the concept of live music, those country stations where the bands would play right in the studio, or the big bands in some of the urban stations, you know, that's cool. And we're doing it still. It's old stuff. It's extinct. A lot of what we do, I always say WMNF is like an extinct radio station, to have real people playing real music right here in your community. It's old fashioned. It's pretty much not happening anymore.
And it's music we pick out,
but
too.
But we love it, and we want to keep it going. It takes your support to keep it going. We are looking for our first call for the live music showcase here on WMNF during this fun drive that started this morning at 6 o'clock and it's over with tomorrow night. It's a little two-day drive. The live music showcase did not pitch in the summertime, so I think this could be the first time pitching in the pandemic for the live music showcase. So I know there are people out there ready to join us. Here's the number in Tampa. It's 813-238-8001. What's on the agenda today? Are we going to hear some more of that Elin Jewell set,
yeah,
Mark?
We got some more of the Elin Jewell, and then later we got some wonderful stuff by Amy Levere, who played the Rockabilly Ruckus.
Yeah, she's
in 2012.
She is that Memphis bass player.
Yeah,
a little woman with this giant bass, and she's a hoot. Well, I can't wait for that, and I just want to hear from somebody out there who likes the live music showcase. So join us if you do.
Call
813-238-8001. Let's hear a little more Elin Jewell, and let Mark. Mark's the engineer on the shows, so he really has the ear for the good shows. This was one of the best ones, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, here's some music.
Bye.
and you are listening to WMNF Tampa. This is the Live Music Showcase. Oops. And I'm Mark Perfetti. I'm joined in the studio by Randy Wind, and we are asking for your support today for live music on the radio.
Yeah, we're hearing the Elin Jewel Band from 2008 today, and we need to hear from somebody out there who loves live music on the radio, who loves WMNF Community Radio. We're looking for our first call on the Live Music Showcase at 813-238-8001. If you can pledge $60, we'll give you a WMNF face mask. I know everybody's looking for something different to wear on their face.
Yeah, something unique.
When you're wearing those face masks a lot, it becomes a fashion statement, and it becomes a value statement when it's a WMNF face mask. This is a different face mask than the one that we had in the summer. This one's red. The one in the summer was black.
Hmm.
And it says something like turning it up to 11 or something. It's not. I was going to say in your face, but it is in your face.
It's
on your face. It's a great thing. You can check it out online if you want to check it out. We also have for $88.50 or more, you can get a ball cap or a t-shirt, both
the short sleeve
t-shirt.
Cool.
It's a women's or men's style, and it's kind of the history of ways that you can listen to radio all on your t-shirt. It tells a story. And we also have a beverage container or a reusable straw. If you want to carry around a straw and not have to recycle,
not contribute straws to the plastic in the world.
Yeah, so lots of good things you can get through WMNF. We've got swag, but we do need to hear from somebody who loves WMNF and the Live Music Showcase. This is the show that kind of kicks off a great Friday afternoon. Reverend Billy comes on, and then the Rebel, and it's Soul Party's on. I mean, it's just a really great day, and I love having the Live Music Showcase. A lot of times, it's a band that's got a big show on Friday night or Saturday, and they come down here, and they know how important it is. If you're one of the bands that's played on Live Music Showcase, we'd love to hear from you. If you're a fan of bands who play on Live Music Showcase and have gotten their sets to really find an audience, because when you come down here and you play an hour and people get to hear you talk about your music and share stories and play your seven or eight best songs, that gets an audience to check you out at Crowbar or Janice Live or State Theater or Skippers or one of the places that you were playing.
The venues benefit just as much as the band does, too.
Yeah. And, Mark, I want to just mention one thing. It hasn't really been talked about too much here at WMNF, but Skippers has announced they're not going to be doing shows anymore. Skippers Smokehouse started just about when WMNF did. They started in 1980. We started in 1979. And so they're gone, and we're sad about it because we had a lot of great shows up there, and there were a lot of great music that came through Skippers. But the thing to remember is you can't always take everything for granted to be around. A lot of your favorite events and venues and organizations have gone away in these last 40 years.
In the last 6 months.
Or especially in the last 6 months. And WMNF has stayed here for 41 years, and we got through this crazy pandemic without having to go off the air. We've stayed on the air. We've adopted safety protocols. Mark and I are sitting here with gloves and all that stuff. We've got
plexiglass between us. Yeah.
We've adopted safety protocol, but we have stayed on the air. My friend in Houston has a show at the Pacifica station there, and they've been off the air basically for 8 months. No programmers are allowed in the station. They've got black mold growing in the station now, and the engineer puts on the shows that have been sent in or podcasts, and they don't have an operating station anymore because of the pandemic. Their management or their board just didn't know how to deal with it. Well, we dealt with it. We stayed on the air. For a little while, we were down to five or six people here for a couple of months. But we stayed on the air through the pandemic for you. And don't take it for granted, because Skippers might go away. You can't control that. But you can control WMNF staying around. Here's a number to call. It is 813-238-8001. Don't wake up one morning and say, well, WMNF, they couldn't make it. Their drives just dried up, and they just decided to close down the shop. That could happen someday. Don't let it happen. Call us now at 813 238-8001. Pledge online at WMNF.org.
Yep, that's
Mark,
right.
Mark, we're not getting any pledges right now. I'm hoping maybe somebody puts out a challenge. Okay. Somehow we got to get this line. We got to get these lines lit.
Call now, 813-238-8001.
Let's hear another one from that Eel and Jewel set from 2008. Maybe you weren't around, you weren't in town in 2008. Maybe you've been listening to, we played Aileen Jewell's last album a lot. Yeah, so she's still a great
she's
artist.
Very current, yes.
Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001 for the Live Music Showcase and for WMNF Community Radio.
Say hello to Boundary County. If you make it up that way, I don't get around as much as I did in my younger days. I was raised in that country, so pure and so fair. But I took too hard to the whiskey and wandered away from there. Wander away from there. Well, I miss the barbed wire and the sage on that wild northern range. A giant staring sky, like a bright tragic blue eye. Why I left, I can't say why. I can't say why. Say hello to Boundary County for me. She's prettier than dreams. And if you've been someplace so far away, then you've really seen some things. Well, those miles and miles of steel rail are a one-way track. And no matter how hard I try, I never make it. It back. I miss those violet hills and the sweet smell of the fields. Reach their arms out so wide, like heaven's only bride. Why I left, I can't say why. I can't say why.
Great stuff. That's Eel and Jewel, 2008. We were thinking about that's her first or second album, and we were just getting into her and really happy that she had come to town. And then after she did this Live Music Showcase, she became sort of a major artist for us. She ended up playing Tropical Heat Wave. She played a Ruckus. She played one of those alt-country hoedowns. And
I know, and I took every opportunity to see her.
And a bunch of shows at Skipper's. So, yeah, if you love hearing these classic Live Music Showcase
It's kind of like your own personal house concert every Friday. It really is.
It is, and I think it's cool that we've been it's one of the good things about the pandemic is that we've been able to go into the archives, because ordinarily we wouldn't do that on the Live Music Showcase. There might occasionally be a time when we had a cancellation at the last minute or something like that, but normally we don't play the archives. And
we really proud ourselves on having the live band in here every week.
There's great stuff in the archives, and so that's one of the outcomes. Hopefully, we'll be able to go back to having live music in the studio in the next few months. We just have to wait to see how it all plays out. But I've got some good news, Mark. Somebody else named Mark V in Bradenton, heard our desperation trying to get some pledges, and the goal is $1,000 on this show. And Mark has called in a challenge of up to $500. He will match dollar for dollar any pledge that comes in the last 33 minutes of the show.
So if we hit $500, we made our goal.
So if we can get those $500, we will make the goal, and Mark's challenge will have, and every pledge will be doubled. So if you pledge $100, Mark will match your $100. If you pledge $50, he'll match your $50.
That's excellent.
And so that $100 will be worth $200 to us. That $50 will be worth $100 to us. That $20 will be worth $40 for us. This is a one-time opportunity, a dollar-for-dollar opportunity, this challenge. Thanks to Mark in Bradenton for stepping up and challenging the Live Music Showcase listeners. For WMNF, you know, we're raising money for the Live Music Showcase, but we're really raising it for WMNF. This is a goal for the station to make $1,000 in this hour. This is kind of prime time, 2:00 Friday afternoon. It's prime time radio. We need to know that there are some listeners out there. So call us at 813-238-8001. Your pledge will be doubled right now. We need $500. $500 in the next 31 minutes. 813-238-8001.
Or go
is
to
our number in Tampa.
Go to WMNF.org, hit the tip jar for the Live Music Showcase. It's easy, it's simple. If you don't want to talk to anybody, you don't have to. But call now, 813-238-8001.
Mark, we just got a pledge from Joanna Singerman of Port Charlotte, Florida. That's a ways away.
That's a ways away, yeah.
She's getting I hope she's hearing 88.5. She might be listening online. She's making a great $25 pledge. Right. And so now we just need $475 to make our challenge at 813-238-8001. Your pledge will be doubled if we get your pledge in the next 30 minutes. 813-238-8001. Get that mask or the t-shirt. But do call us and support WMNF and the Live Music Showcase. We've got a challenge underway. A dollar-for-dollar challenge. Every pledge will be doubled in this last part of the show.
So let's get to it. Call now. Oh, one line just lit up. We want two more lines lit up. Let's get call right now, 813-238-8001. Right now, we're going to get back to a little bit of music. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to go into the Amy Levere stuff.
This is, I believe this is from around 2004, is that correct?
I think she was here in 2012 for the Rockabilly Ruckus.
Yeah, maybe it was later than that. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Yes, she's this really cute, small woman who plays this giant bass and leads this band, and it's kind of rockabilly, but it's other all sorts of stuff going on with that.
Yeah, she has her style really isn't rock that rockabilly.
It's not at all, but it's the upright bass which gives her the rockabilly cred. Anyway, we love her. And two people are calling, Mark, so people are going to meet this challenge. 813-238-8001.
All right, you guys are going to love this Amy Levere. Here it is.
How about a little day like any? This is a little tune that was written on a very stormy day in Memphis. Seems appropriate to play here in Tampa today. Ready, boys? It was a day. Took a ride.
Devere on the Live Music Showcase. I'm Mark Perfetti. Thank you for joining me. I'm asking your support. Please call 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org and hit the tip jar for the Live Music Showcase. This is a show that amplifies the community. We support the music, we support the bands, we support the venues, we support all the people who love live music. I'm a live music junkie myself, so I'm just in the right place all the time when I'm engineering, and I get to facilitate how well it sounds, so it's great for me.
And Mark, we just got a pledge. I think this is for real. This pledge is from Chuck Prophet.
No way.
But a Chuck Prophet who lives in Dothan, Alabama.
Okay.
So I'm just reading it as it comes in, and it's a $25 pledge.
Okay, thank you,
so
Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck, for your great pledge this morning, or this afternoon. And that means we've had $50 pledged, $50 matched, so we've got another $450 to raise to match this challenge in the next 25 minutes. Well, yep. I know we can do that, because that's only about four or five people calling in with $100 or so.
Yep.
813-238-8001. One line is lit, and you can be the next one to call. Join Chuck Prophet, who just called in here at 88.5.
That is so funny.
It's spelled the same way, too. 813-238-8001. We got ball caps and shirts for $88.50. Make it $100 or $10 a month. It would be a great way to do it. The face mask is $60. And you are voting for community radio. And we've got this challenge. Mark V in Bradenton put up this challenge. He heard us not getting results and said, okay, I'm going to put up a challenge. $500. He'll match up to $500 if we, for every pledge that comes in this last part of the show.
We have no lines left now. We need one.
Your pledge will be doubled if you call now. If you've been thinking about calling WMNF, now's the time to call, because your $50 will immediately become $100. Your $100 will immediately become $200. Here's the number to call. It's 813-238-8001. We're listening to some of the past highlights of the Live Music Showcase. Got Amy Levere in the house right now from 2012. And we are just really excited to be able to have this show, the Live Music Showcase. Hopefully we'll be back doing live stuff. I hope you've been enjoying the archive shows that have been coming down the pike in the Mark and Bill have been finding for us, and Bob. Here's the number to call. It's 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Meet the challenge. We need $450 in the next 23 minutes to meet this challenge. 813-238-8001.
This is a show that is really, the people who work this show really love it. I mean, it used to be just me and Bill and Steve and Chris, and then they added the video people. Now it's a big crew. And I mean, there's a lot of people who are dedicated to this, who love this and make a lot of effort for this. So show your support for these people and call now, 813-238-8001, or go online to WMNF.org and hit the tip jar and show your support for the Live Music Showcase. Right now, I'm going to get back to another song by Amy Levere from that show in 2012. This is Washing Machine.
What do you say about a little washing machine, guys? All right, Sean, you ready in there? She walks through the park in the dark. Her best friend was her own heartbeat. With every little step she'd take, she'd get one step closer to leaving. Sitting in her kitchen at night, she'd listen to her washing machine, just wishing that she could leave, but there were so many clothes to clean. Creaking like steps in the dark. One day soon, this is all gonna end. Maybe it'll all begin. best she'd ever seen. Oh, he'd be stomping up and down the hall, but she could still hear a washing machine. And she could hear it in her head sometimes, like the change she'd been saving in a jar. She was on the front porch swing, or creaking like steps in the dark. One day maybe it'll all begin. The best she'd ever seen. Oh, he'd be stomping up and down the hall, but she could still hear her washing machine. Yeah, she could hear it in her head sometimes, like the change she'd been saving in a jar. The chains on the front porch swing were creaking like steps in the dark.
Are listening to the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Tampa.
So, Mark, we got a couple of people to thank. I want to thank Sarah Goodrich of Lakeland for making a great $10 donation.
Thank you, Sarah.
To the Live Music Showcase. Her pledge, her $10 will be doubled. And Don Dennison of Wake Forest, North Carolina. So we've had a couple of pledges now from out of state, and he's pledging $35. So now, right now, I believe we've got $95 pledged towards our $500. So we need $400, $405 to be precise, that we can still match in our challenge from Mark V of Bradenton, who's putting up $500, that will be match any pledge dollar for dollar to the end of the show. So your pledge will be doubled if you call right now. Don's $35. It's going to be worth $70 to us because we can send that in to Mark as part of that part of his challenge was met. But we've got up to $500, and then we will make the goal on the show if we can make that $500 challenge.
But we need you to call.
So it's really important to call right now. We're starting to run out of time. We only have 17 minutes. Need $405. A $100 pledge or a $300 pledge would be fantastic. One line is lit right now. We've heard from about only five people in Tampa Bay who love having a live music show on WMNF every Friday afternoon. Come on. I know there are other people out there. I know there are bands out there. I know there are club owners, music promoters, and music lovers who need to support having a live music showcase here on WMNF. This is a show that a lot of people work on. It's probably the most hour intensive show, whatever the word is.
It's a work intensive show.
It's a work intensive show. 9 or 10 people put the show together every week when we're in full operation. That's why it's in archive operation now, because we just can't have that many people down here with our safety protocols that are underway here at WMNF. We're trying to stay safe. We respect your space, and we need you to call 813-238-8001. Mark, I'm really worried because the phone lines are wide open right now, and we need $405 in 16
minutes. So we need you to call now.
813-238-8001.
Yep, do it right now. Make sure that you show your support for live music. There aren't any other places in Tampa Bay that have this kind of a radio show. And it's just amazing how much it contributes to the community. And you need to show your support now. Call 813-238-8001 or go online to WMNF.org. Oh, someone's coming
before,
in now.
Before we go back to Amy Levere, let's get an update. We got a couple more pledges. Want to thank Charles Borman with a $50 pledge.
All
that's
right,
worth
Charles.
$100 to us. Thank you, Charles. And thanks to J.J. Jurdak with a $25 pledge. And let me do a little bit of quick math. I think we're up to $170, Mark. So we are $330 away from reaching our goal.
We can do that.
$330 in the next 15 minutes. That's three people with $10 a month or a $100 pledge. 813-238-8001. We've heard from seven people so far. Our goal was 10 people. So we could reach
we're
that goal,
pretty
too,
good, yeah.
If we get three more calls. 813-238-8001. We've got a challenge. Your pledge will be matched. Your pledge will be doubled for WMNF. Your $50 will be worth $100. 813-238-8001.
Do it now.
A real gem of a tune called That Beat. Gives me no-
we're going to be in trouble if you don't call
one
now.
One of those great songs about trouble. There's a lot of good ones. I think I did once did a whole show. I think Lori Lou once I did a whole,
oh, that's a
did a whole
idea.
Show of trouble songs. But that wasn't one of them. It should be, though. That's a great song by Amy LeVere, the Memphis bass player and singer-songwriter that came down here for our ruckus and really entertained us and did a great live music showcase. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing today. I want to thank Mark V, who's the person who put out this challenge from Bradenton. He heard our desperate pleas for support, and he said, okay, I'll put up $500 if for matching every pledge to the end of the show. And so far, we've had $170 towards that match. A couple of lines are lit, but I don't think we're quite there, Mark. I think we need about two or three more calls at 813-238-8001. We only have 10 minutes left in the show, and we're looking for just a few more calls to meet this challenge. And if we meet the challenge, this show will meet the goal. And I tell you, during these days of fundraising in October, most of the shows have not been making the goal. So if we can go over the goal, that would be fantastic. But let's not get too greedy. Right now, we just want to make the goal.
Show your support.
We're $330
please.
Away. We're actually $660 away, but that $330 will be doubled so that we will make the goal. If you call right now at 813-238-8001. You know, this drive is going to be over with tomorrow. This is the first time the live music showcase has pitched since February. So the show's not all pitched out. We know there are people out there who want to support it, who want to support WMNF Community Radio, and who want their pledge to be doubled if they call in the next 9.5 minutes. 813-238-8001.
We need your support now. Show your support for live music on the radio. This is a show that is very unique and very specific.
It's extinct. This concept of live music on the radio is extinct. It used to be a big deal, and it doesn't happen much anymore. We're keeping it alive because we believe in the whole concept of radio that's real. Radio, real music, real people down here. Playing their instruments and talking about their lives and their music. And we love it. We hope you do too. 813-238-8001.
Randy, I just had the thought, really the live music show, because if you think about it, the volunteer situation is what makes it possible, because it would be way too costly to have a crew of 10 people come in for an hour of radio.
Right. And everybody who works on it is a volunteer. It's amazing.
Yeah. We have 3 camera people. Bob does the switching, the technical director. Richard does the YouTube, puts it up online. Bill Host, I run the engineering. It's just an amazing crew. It really is. So show your support now.
Let's keep it going. Here's the number to call. It's 813-238-8001. Mark, I'm going to go back and see what's going on in the phone room. I see a couple lines lit. I've got to see how close we are, because we've got to get that $330. I think we're a couple of calls short.
Yep,
813-238-8001.
I got one more Amy LeVere song to play for you guys, and it's a good one, so stay tuned.
Alrighty then, we're going to play a song that is not a rockabilly song, and I bet you guys can't wait to figure out what it is, right? Do you remember this one, boys? Just
And that's Amy Levere on the Live Music Showcase. Yeah. I'm Mark Perfetti.
Just thank take them or leave them. Hey, Mark, well, we got some great calls. I want to thank these people who are getting us close to that $500 challenge.
All right.
Thanks to Carrie, who called in from Newport Richey, $8,850.
All right.
Julia called in from Tampa with a $50 pledge. Leslie called in from Clearwater with a $50 pledge. And Matt Davies called in from St. Petersburg with a $50 pledge.
Wow, thank you
so
much. So,
Mark, that puts us within $100.
Yeah.
$100 of meeting that challenge that came out from Mark V. in Bradenton. He put in $500. He said, I'll match all the pledges till the end of the show, dollar for dollar, up to $500. Now, we are $100 away from meeting that challenge. So we need you to call right now at 813-238-8001 and put that last pledge over. We've actually had a lot of calls, more than the call goal, because the people are pledging smaller amounts. And that's cool, because we know that not everybody has a lot of money to spend.
We appreciate
the
support.
And we appreciate all the pledges that we've gotten, especially appreciate, Mark, you know, people can make larger pledges for all the folks who cannot give because the pandemic has wiped out your job or reduced your income. A lot of folks are suffering. You can amplify your pledge by pledging for all those folks who can't pledge during this pandemic. Here's a number to call, 813-238-8001. We've got about two minutes to go, Mark. And if we can get a $100 pledge, we will be there. 813-238-8001.
Show your support for live music on the radio. There's nowhere else that this kind of music is presented. It's because it requires a lot of work. And we have a dedicated crew of volunteers who come in here every week and show and work hard just so you can enjoy the music. And that's really amazing. It doesn't happen all over the place. It doesn't happen very often either.
So Just a little while. We're still looking for that last $100 pledge to come on in here at 813-238-8001. Remember, if you pledge $100 or even just $88.50, you can get a ball cap or a short sleeve T-shirt, women's or men's style, with all that history of music on that shirt. And it's just a great shirt, great face mask. The face mask is very comfortable, by the way, and that's just a $60 pledge. 813-238-8001, looking for that last $100, and we will complete the challenge put out by Mark in Bradenton, who stepped up and really did a great challenge for the Live Music Showcase today. 813-238-8001 is our number in Tampa, looking for that last $100
pledge.
Got
a couple lines lit. Looks like we're going to do it, Randy. It really does.
It looks like some pledges are starting to roll in here, and I think maybe
but don't back off. The station still needs your support. Just because this show made its goal doesn't mean that you can't call and show your support for WMNF. It's very important.
Thanks to Carol White, who pledged $10 to WMNF this morning. That's Carol in Oldsmar. Thomas J. Cribbs called in a $400 pledge to WMNF. Thank you so much, Thomas. And thanks to Laura and Paul Goins, who did a $100 pledge, and Fred Harvey, that's Fred Harvey, friends, from Sarasota, $500.
Wow. $500.
So, Mark, we made the goal and
we made the goal in pledges without the challenge.
I think we may have doubled the goal.
Yeah.
We may have doubled that $1,000 goal. Congratulations. Thanks to everybody. This is WM.